And now, the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour.
Dobré ráno všem našim posluchačům.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You are listening to Klára Moldová
and Irena Čajková. We would like to dedicate our second show to the 25th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. As most of us are well aware, the Velvet Revolution took place in Czechoslovakia in autumn of 1989 and resulted in the ousting of the communist regime that had been in place since the end of World War II and the subsequent creation of a democratic system. Led by intellectuals, it was called the Velvet Revolution because of the peaceful nature of the uprising and the relatively smooth transition to a new form of government.
November 17, 1989 was the 50-year anniversary of a historic demonstration that had taken place to protest Nazi Party rule just before World War II. A legal assembly was organized in Prague to commemorate this event. But once the student demonstrators came together, they began to address demands for greater democracy to the current government. Riot police assembled and beat the demonstrators. News of this event inflamed the country, leading to demonstrations in most of the major cities and calls for a general strike on November 27.
The times began to change.
Sem pojďte blíž, lidé, dny i týdny jdou. A mraky se toulají a vlny se dmou. A spustí se déšť na 40 dní. Prší a záchrany není. Musíš plavat, nebo skončíš jak těžký kamení. Každý ví, časy se mění. Básníka píšeš o tajemství snů a vidíš tak dál až do konce dnů. Bydlíš v propasti slov a na poušti věd, znáš podstatu lidského dění. Jednou si ztracen, zítra patří ti svět. Každý ví, časy se mění. Jsi politik, jsi státník, jsi císař a stát. Víš, kolik je zemí, tak tolik je vlád. A kolik je států, tak tolik je měn. A peníze znamenají mění. Ten, kdo je má, může být zítra ukraden. Každý ví, časy se mění. Přistupte blíž, jsme vaše děti a s dětmi je kříž. Zlobíme od mala, nechcem jí spát. Teď ke spaní hodná chvíle není. Je za 5:12 a čas nechce stát. Každý ví, časy se mění. Možná poslední, kdo zůstal stát, bude sám do konce dní. Vždyť dnešní den zítra bude včerejší. A letos přesně za rok bude v loni. Kdo nyní je první, ten bude poslední. Každý ví, časy se mění.
Golden Kids, whose song you've just heard, was the hot new band in 1968, and their version of this Bob Dylan's classic was one of their top hits.
After the November 17th events, huge public discussion meetings began to take place in theaters. These led to the organization of the Civic Forum, led by Václav Havel, and the Public Against Violence in Slovakia. Both organizations served as spoke groups to direct the people's demands to the government. The government responded by replacing many high officials. But these superficial changes were not satisfactory to the public.
Responding to the massive demonstrations and the crippling general strike, the communist government gradually crumbled. On December 10, Husák resigned and a new government was organized. In the subsequent meeting of the Federal Assembly, Alexander Dubček, ill-fated leader of the Prague Spring, was elected speaker for the assembly, and Havel was elected president of the nation. The new government turned its attention to human rights and freedoms, business law, and creating the framework for the first free elections to be held in Czechoslovakia in more than 40 years.
One of the ways we would like to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution is by playing the songs that could be heard on the streets of Prague and other places during autumn 1989. Most of these songs were either banned soon after the Russian invasion, and many were written and composed by artists who were persecuted by the communist government until its fall in 1989.
Když mě brali za vojáka, stříhali mě do hola. Já vypadal jsem jako blbec, jak i všichni dokola. Zavřeli mě do kasáren, začali mě učit, jak mám správný voják být. A svou zemi chránit. Na pokoji po večerce ke zdi jsem se přitulil. Já vzpomněl jsem si na svou milou, krásně jsem si zabulil. Když přijela po půl roce, měl jsem zrovna zápal plic. Po chodbě furt někdo chodil, tak nebylo z toho nic. Major nosí velkou hvězdu, před branou ho potkala. On řekl, že má zrovna volný kvartír, tak se spálit nechala. Co je komu do vojáka, když ho holka zradila? Nasledanou, pane Fráňo Šránku, písnička už skončila. Jak pak se vám líbila, no nic moc extra nebyla.
Krásný je vzduch, krásnější je moře, krásný je vzduch, krásnější je moře. Co je nejkrásnější, co je nejkrásnější, usměvavé tváře. Co je nejkrásnější,
co je nejkrásnější,
usměvavé tváře. Pevný je stůl, pevnější je hora. Co je nejpevnější,
co je nejpevnější,
ta člověčí víra. Co je nejpevnější,
co je nejpevnější,
ta člověčí víra. Pustá je poušť i nebeské dálky.
Pustá je poušť i nebeské dálky.
Co je nejpustější,
co je nejpustější,
žít život bez lásky. Co je nejpustější,
co je nejpustější,
žít život bez lásky. Mocná je zbraň, mocnější je právo.
Mocná je zbraň, mocnější je právo.
Co je nejmocnější?
Co je nejmocnější?
Pravdomluvné slovo. Co je nejmocnější?
Co je nejmocnější?
Pravdomluvné slovo. Velká je zem, šplouchá na ní voda.
Velká je zem, šplouchá na ní voda.
Co je však největší?
Co je však největší?
Ta lidská svoboda. Co je však největší?
Co je však největší?
Ta lidská svoboda.
The songs you've just heard were written by the most iconic songwriters of the era. First you've heard Když mě brali za vojáka by Jaromír Nohavica, a singer whom some of you had a chance to see here in Chicago in concert several years ago.
Now we would like to welcome in our studio our very first and very special guest, Czech Consul General to Chicago, Mr. Bořek Lizec.
Dobré ráno, pane konzule.
Přejeme dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Mr. Consul General, you have arrived to Chicago relatively recently, and while many of our listeners might have had a chance to meet you in the last few months at one of the events, one of the many events that you have attended, organized, or at least co-organized, we believe that there is still a large amount of Czech population here that hasn't had this opportunity and that would like to know a little bit more about you and the consulate and the work that the consulate does here in Chicago.
Yes, I have arrived on September 1st, and this is actually not my very first time in Chicago, and not even a very first time in the role of a diplomat in Chicago, because I was in Chicago before. I've spent here 3 years, from 2005 to 2008, and it's a great pleasure and honor to be back to a city with such a great Czech and Czech-American history. So I am very proud that I'm able to serve here in Chicago.
So you actually were here from the very, very start. When exactly did the Czech consulate open?
The Czech consulate opened at the beginning of 2006. But I actually came already in September 2005 to be able to work the preparatory time that we needed before we opened to the public.
How does the Czech government decide, or the Czech Ministry of Foreign Affairs, how do they pick places for to open new consulates?
This is always a relatively elaborate procedure. We not only evaluate where we could open a new office, but we also evaluate the performances of the offices that are there in place. Sometimes we close some offices, some embassies or consulate general, or actually we have also missions to international organizations to be complete in that list. And so we simply evaluate if there is a need. For some reason, the situation changes in some regions of the world. The Czech foreign policy has new emphases. What I wanted to come back to original question. The consulate is here on the most general level, to promote the development, strengthening of relations between the Czech Republic and the United States, or any other country, of course, in the world. And this actually is kind of very practical in terms of when it comes to the different fields. In, of course, political cooperation is only one. We have also business, we have academia, academic cooperation, we have cultural cooperation. And in all these areas, the consulate is trying to help to create partnerships, for example, to help Czech businesses to get with their products to the US market, to help Czech students or Czech professors to do exchange programs with universities here, or even to set up joint ventures in business, for example, I could say, or exchange exhibitions, exchange cultural projects on the level of cultural institutions.
So the actual consular work, like issuing new passports for people, that's just one of the aspects of the job of the consulate here.
Absolutely. This is an important part. And when we talk about Chicago, we have, of course, many Czechs or Czech Americans with Czech citizenship. We have, of course, not only standard situations like a Czech citizen who needs a new passport, but we have also some very pleasant moments of marriages or birth when people come to for us to issue birth certificate, for example. But of course, there are also situations that are much less pleasant, such as that there can be, of course, some tragedies, personal tragedies, some other kinds of problems and incidents. And of course, we are trying to do our best to help in these situations as well.
Well, then let's get back to you and your person. What are your plans? What would you like to accomplish within the 4 years you have here, being the new council here to Chicago?
As I said, we opened in 2005, and I think there is still a lot of room to work on the strengthening of partnerships and ties between Czech Republic and actually not only Chicago, but the Midwest. The Consulate General in Chicago is responsible for 11 states, actually 10 states, pardon me, 10 states of the Midwest. And we are looking, I am actually really looking at finding more opportunities for Czech institutions, as I said, in all those fields, to cooperate with US partners. We have some wonderful cooperation already in place. I will give example of the Mayo Clinic in medical research that partners with Brno Medical Research Institution. We have some companies, Czech companies, that already are present in the Midwest. We have Mitas tires that are produced in a production facility in Iowa. And we have several examples like that. We have actually many partnerships with the universities. Only in Chicago, I know about seven, I think, partnerships that are in place. DePauw University runs an MBA program in the Czech Republic. There are exchanges even on the level of high schools. And you know something about that, right? because I, the Prague Committee of Chicago Sister Cities has been very active, and you too, actually, in that area. So I think this is my personal ambition, simply to go further in terms of development of these partnerships.
And I'm sure that our listeners, who are mainly members of the Czech community, would also like to know what you plan to do for them. And I actually have a question that's related to this. Is having such a large Czech community here in Chicago an advantage or a disadvantage, or both, in your work?
It's definitely an advantage, to start with the last question. Because as I said from the beginning, it's an incredible honor to see what already happened in Chicago long before I was born and before my parents were born. The first Czechs to the Chicago area in a large numbers were arriving already after 1850. No matter where I go in Chicago and even in the Midwest, I can tell you that I'm meeting people who tell me, you know, my parents were from Czechoslovakia, my parents came from the Czech Republic, Bohemia, Moravia. And this happens actually in situations like, I for example, a high representative of Chicago Office for the Development, Business Development, told me that he, for example, we had some negotiation afterwards, he told me that 3/4 of his family actually comes from the Czech Republic. So this, of course, we have many allies here. And this is why I'm saying that this is terrific to have the big Czech presence and history here.
How can people find information about the events that you are organizing?
I would ask them to take a look at our website, of course, from time to time, www.mzv.cz/Chicago. And also, we have our Facebook. And so please look, I would ask them to look it up. Mm-hmm. And I would also offer them to send us an email and register at the consulate into our database, because we are sending out invitations to cultural events, also to lectures and seminars.
Thank you very much, Mr. Consul General. And before we're going to continue with this interview, let's have a little musical break.
Bratříčku, nevzlikej, to nejsou bubáci, vždyť už jsi velikej, to jsou jen vojáci. Přijeli v hranatých železných maringotkách. Se slzou na víčku hledíme na sebe, buď se mnou, bratříčku, bojím se o tebe. Na cestách klikatých, bratříčku, v polobotkách. Prší a venku se setmělo, tato noc nebude krátká. Beránka vlku se zachtělo, bratříčku, zavřel si vrátka. Bratříčku, nevzlikej, neplítvej slzami, na dávky polikej a šetři silami. Nesmíš mi vyčítat, jestliže nedojdeme. Nauč se písničku, není tak složitá. Opři se, bratříčku, cesta je rozbitá. Budeme klopítat, zpátky už nemůžeme. Prší a venku se setmělo, tato noc nebude krátká. Beránka vlku se zachtělo, bratříčku, zavírej vrátka.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour, and our today's special guest is the Consul General of the Czech Republic to Chicago, Bořek Lizec. Ještě jednou dobré ráno všem.
Dobré ráno. Já ještě jednou tentokrát v češtině bych chtěl moc poděkovat za pozvání do vaší show. A zároveň bych chtěl říct, že si toho pozvání moc vážím a zároveň vám chtěl pogratulovat, protože tolik pochvalných zpráv, které jsem obdržel tento týden a které zahltily moji poštovní schránku, jsem ještě nedostal. Takže bych vám chtěl opravdu pogratulovat a doufám alespoň, že ani po dnešku, co jsem se této show zúčastnil já, že počet posluchačů neklesne.
Také doufáme and thank you for all your compliments.
Yes, I would like to repeat them. Because I think also the English-speaking listeners shouldn't miss that. I just said that I would like to congratulate you on your new show that rose such an excitement in the Czech-American community, because my mailbox almost collapsed from all those positive messages that I was receiving. So congratulations once again. And thank you for having me.
I think there's a little exaggeration right there, but actually, let me ask, did you know Mr. Jirák, who did the show before us?
I knew him very well. And of course, I'm very, very saddened by his passing. But I was a big fan of his. I organized several press conferences that he attended. I remember one press conference where he interviewed at that time President Václav Klaus. And I think that the president at that time actually enjoyed the interview very much.
Great. Well, you know that Mr. Jirák had many listeners, and we hope that they will keep on listening to us, even though today we are mainly playing the songs associated with the anniversary or with the Velvet Revolution in general. We can promise you that next week we'll be back to polkas and valčíks and brass bands.
And since our show today is dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, let me have a question. Would you remember where were you on the November 17th, 1989?
I do remember. I was at home, but I remember what happened the first morning when I went to school after that, which was Monday, and my school started actually at 7 o'clock in the morning. And
was it a military school?
It was. It was
starting this early, 7 a.m. in the morning.
Luckily for me, it was not a military school, but it was a school that had we had I think three times a week class divided into two halves, and simply we started exceptionally at 7 o'clock. That actually is a part of the story, because I came to school and already I was coming to school using the underground, the metro. And then I was coming up and the escalator, there was one classmate waiting for me and informing me what happened on Národní třída, where the main protest culminated, and also the police attacked the protesters the most harshly. And so she informed me about this, and also other classmates that were arriving after me. And Then we agreed that we will actually go on strike from that morning on, which was actually at that time the school was basically empty. So the decision was made in a relatively small group of people. And I would be proud to say that our high school was among the first ones that joined the universities on that strike from the beginning.
So you are actually from Prague. You grew up in Prague, or did you just attend school in Prague?
I grew up in Prague. Uh-huh. I was born in Prague. Uh-huh.
And so the night before, and the actual night, on Friday night, November 17th, you haven't heard anything?
I think I basically didn't. The media at that time didn't report that. Of course, it was another era, another time. So that got to me when I got back. I actually didn't live downtown. I lived in the suburbs, and I found out about it in the morning on Monday.
It's pretty interesting for me to hear these stories from
yes,
you.
Yes, because where were you, Clara, on November 17, 1989?
Well, I was 3 years old, first of all, and I had to check with my mom, actually, and she told me that we were all sick, my family, and I had a newly born brother, so we were all at home, and as I said, I was 3 years old, I don't remember anything. But I'm from Trutnov, and this is a little city in East Bohemia, where actually Václav Havel worked at a brewery in 1974. And so he was a part of our protests and strikes there too. Mm-hmm. But that's something I learned. And how about you, my colleague Irina? What did you do?
Well, I'm afraid I'm a little bit older than both of you here, because in 1989 I actually started college. In September I started attending Charles University. And I had some friends who were rather active in the underground movement, but it's actually something that I was not aware of at that time. However, one of my classmates came to me a few days before the 17th and said, because he knew where I stood politically, even though I was not in any kind of resistance or dissident group, I was quite vocal about how I felt about the regime. So he approached me and said, hey, there's gonna be a little student protest in Albertov on Friday night, so stop by. And so I did. I told another friend, and we went there. I think the meeting time was in the afternoon, sometime around 4. And we just went to have fun. We both were new to Prague, so we just had absolutely no idea what would be happening. And then I have to say that my recollection of what I remember is pretty much the same today as it was on November 18th, because it was a strange sort of intoxication that I think I felt. And the next day I remembered everything just as somebody might remember the night before when they had a little too much to drink. So I have to say that the demonstration of November 17, 1989 was probably the strongest drink I have ever had. But I do remember marching on the National Boulevard. I remember the moment when we were stopped, separated into smaller sections by the police. And then I just remember having to run away. At that moment, I did lose sight of my friend, and I actually didn't find her. We didn't speak until the next day. This was a pre-cell phone, pre-internet era. And then I just went to take a train back to my parents' town. My parents live about 50 kilometers outside of Prague. They, of course, had no idea. They heard something on the news that something was happening in Prague, but they had no idea. So I had to tell them. And then the weekend in our small town just went by kind of as any other weekend. And on Monday, I returned back to the university, and it was the beginning of the student strike.
Well, it's about a time for another music break, and since at that time I was listening to my mother's lullabies, I was wondering what you were listening to, what people could hear on streets at that time.
Well, let's go directly to the most important song, or the song that most people associate with November 17th and the revolution, and a song that to many has become the anthem of the Velvet Revolution. This is WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV, we're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.
Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou. Zloba, závist, zášť, strach a svár, ty ať pominou, ať už pominou. Teď, když tvá ztracená vláda věcí tvých zpět se k tobě navrátí, lidé navrátí. Z oblohy mrak zvolna odplouvá a každý sklízí se tu svou. Modlitba má, ta ať promlouvá srdcím, která zloby čas nespálil, jak květy mráz, jak nás. Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou. Zloba, závist, zášť, strach a svár, ty ať pominou, ať už pominou. Teď, když tvá ztracená vláda věcí tvých zpět se k tobě navrátí, lidé navrátí. Modlitba má, ta ať promlouvá srdcím, která zloby čas nespálil, jak květy mráz, jak nás. Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou. Zloba, závist, zášť, strach a svár, ty ať pominou, ať už pominou. Teď, když tvá ztracená vláda věcí tvých zpět se k tobě navrátí, lidé navrátí.
mrtvých, ktorí vystierali ruky, mali ich prázdne a ešte bola tma. Po našich uliciach odvtedy prešli veky, prebudili sme sa zo zlého sna. Zlúbili sme si lásku, zlúbili vravieť pravdu len. Zlúbili sme si vydržať, zlúbili sme si nový deň. Tí mladí za nás vystreli prázdne ruky, za nás boli bití, za naše mlčanie. Po našich uliciach odvtedy prešli veky a zaznelo zlému posledné zvonenie. Zľúbili sme si lásku, zľúbili vravieť pravdu len. Zľúbili sme si vydržať, zľúbili sme si nový deň. Vystrime s nimi všetci prázdne ruky a bude v nich naša budúcnosť. Na našich uliciach podajme si ruky, nevieria strachu už ozaj bolo dosť. Zľúbili sme si lásku, zľúbili vravieť pravdu len. Zľúbili sme si vydržať, zľúbili sme si nový deň. Zľúbili sme si lásku, zľúbili vravieť pravdu len. Zľúbili sme si vydržať, zľúbili sme si nový deň.
You've just heard Modlitba pro Martu, A Prayer for Marta by Marta Kubišová. The following song was a Slovak singer, Ivan Hoffman, whose Slúbili sme si lásku, We Promised Love to Each Other, became the unofficial anthem of the Velvet Revolution in Slovakia.
We are back with our guest, the Consul General to the Czech Republic here in Chicago, Mr. Bořek Lizec. Dobré ráno.
Dobré ráno.
My bychom vám ještě jednou chtěli moc poděkovat za návštěvu a doufáme, že jsme vám neukradli celé nedělní dopoledne a že ještě dneska něco zajímavého stihnete. Jaké máte plány na neděli?
Naopak, já jsem moc rád, že jste mě pozvali i kvůli tomu, že já nejsem ranní typ. Takže díky vám vlastně budu mít krásnou neděli mnohem delší, než bych měl za normálních okolností.
To jsme na tom podobně si myslím.
Myslím, že jsme si všichni tady museli nařídit budík.
Že nikdo z nás není moc úplně ranní ptáče tady. We would now like to continue with our discussion of the Velvet Revolution and actually more specifically the plans that the consulate has in terms of commemorating the November 17th and the Velvet Revolution events.
Velvet Revolution is clearly the most important anniversary, the biggest milestone in our current recent history. So this is definitely an anniversary that should be commemorated on important years like the 25th anniversary, quarter of a century. And we have actually in the United States, that is the first part of my answer. a unique opportunity because the United States Congress decided to, on this occasion, to honor our late president, first Czechoslovak and first Czech president after the revolution, Václav Havel, by revealing his statue in the premises of US Congress. And this is an opportunity that I think will be remembered for a very long, very long time, and such an honor. I think this is the fourth fourth person who actually receives this honor at the US Congress. So I'm very proud as Czech to have my president honored like that. And so this will be a celebration in the United States that will have this special flavor. And we in Chicago are also going to celebrate. From my perspective, we are also celebrating something special in Chicago. For 41 years of communist regime in the Czech Republic, the history of Czechs in Chicago was a forgotten one. And also the Czechs, the communication between Czech Americans here and Czechoslovakia was basically not existent on the official level. And so for me, the 25th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution is somewhat also a 25th anniversary of the reunion between Czech Americans here in Chicago area in the Midwest and the Czechs back home in the homeland. And so the more I thought about and we thought about at the consulate how to honor and commemorate the anniversary here, and we succeeded in inviting, convincing to accept our invitation a great singer. Her name is Irena Budweiserová, and she actually sang at the Wenceslas Square in the heart of Prague, right where the revolution started, during the November events. She was at that time a part of Spiritual Quintet, which is a music group, I would say a legendary music group, which during the communist times was interpreting mostly American spirituals and gospel, and singing in Czech with Czech lyrics about freedom, about democracy, about return to true values. And the communist regime, of course, wasn't so pleased about that. But it was this ingenious step by the Spiritual Quintet that was still pretending or explaining themselves to the authorities. They were basically only interpreting the original songs with Czech lyrics. And of course, the hidden meanings were appreciated by listeners all across the Czech Republic and Slovakia. And then during the Velvet Revolution, when they actually appeared on the balcony of Wenceslas Square together next to Václav Havel, next to Alexander Dubček and many other great figures of the revolution, of the dissident movement, it was a great atmosphere that I actually also personally experienced myself. So I'm really looking forward to hear Irena in Chicago to sing. And especially for Chicago, she prepared some of the songs that are not a usual part of her repertoire.
Well, why don't we listen to a few songs by a Spiritual Quintet? Do you have any suggestions, Mr. Council?
If I have only two options or two possibilities, then I would say Až se k nám právo vrátí. The original lyrics would be a little more faith in Jesus, but in Czech, if I translated the Czech title, it would rather be When the Rights Return to Us. And the second song would be Jednou budem dál, We Shall Overcome.
Chci sluncem být a ne planetou,
až se k nám právo vrátí.
Chci se třást bázeň staletou,
až se k nám právo vrátí.
Já čekám dál. Já čekám dál, já čekám dál, až se k nám právo vrátí, vrátí, já čekám dál, já čekám dál, já čekám dál, až se k nám právo vrátí,
kam chci, tam půjdu a co chci, budu číst, až se k nám právo vrátí. Co mám chuť, to budu jíst,
až se k nám právo vrátí.
zpívat chci svůj názor mít.
Až se k nám právo vrátí.
Já chci svůj život jako člověk žít.
Až se k nám právo vrátí.
A proto zpívám.
Já čekám rád. Já čekám rád. Já čekám rád. Až se k nám právo vrátí. Vrátí. Já čekám rád. Já čekám dál, až se k nám právo vrátí.
Chci klidně chodit spát a bez strachu vzdávat.
Až se k nám právo vrátí,
své děti po svém vychovávat.
Až se k nám právo vrátí,
už se těším, až se narovnám.
Až se k nám právo vrátí,
své věci rozhodnu si sám.
Až se k nám právo vrátí.
A proto zpívám.
Já čekám dál. Já čekám dál. Já čekám dál. Až se k nám právo vrátí. Vrátí. Já čekám dál. Já čekám dál. Já čekám dál.
Jednou budem dál,
jednou budem dál,
jednou budem dál, já vím.
Jen víru mít,
doufat a jít,
doufat a jít,
jednou budem dál,
jednou budem dál.
Tell us, Mr. Consul General, where we can see Irena Budweiserová.
I was waiting for you to ask me. Thank you for doing that. Yes, we will have actually two concerts. One is going to be on the 22nd of November, which is a Saturday. And the concerts will start at 7 o'clock in the evening at the Class Restaurant in Cicero. That will be the first concert, and the second concert will take place at the Chicago Temple downtown on Monday, 24th of November at 7:30. And so I would like to invite everyone who will come to the concerts to join us afterwards upon our invitation for a toast, because I think we should toast to 25 years of democracy and freedom in the Czech Republic, thanks to which we all actually Czechs, many, not all, because as I said, some came much earlier, but many of us are able to be here today.
Well, all of us, actually. Yeah.
All of us in the studio.
The three of us, definitely.
Since we are going to have in Chicago some very distinguished visitors, we will have with us the Speaker of the Chamber of Deputies of the Parliament of the Czech Republic, Mr. Jan Hamáček, and also the Minister of Culture, Mr. Daniel Herman. And Mr. Daniel Herman actually served also in one of his previous capacities as head of the Institute for Study of Totalitarian Regimes in the Czech Republic. And he's going to deliver a lecture at John Marshall Law School on Friday, 21st of November at 3 p.m. So those of you who would like to meet him and listen to his lecture dedicated to the topic totalitarianism and 25 years of freedom, how the Czech Republic deals with the legacy, how the Czechs deal with the legacy of totalitarianism, please come to that. And of course, if I may, since I am here, this is not of official part of our celebration, but I think we Czechs should also, when we celebrate, should include some good food and good drinks. So I would like to invite everyone to come to a new restaurant downtown, which actually received some great reviews, including in the Chicago Tribune. It's called Boho, Bohemian House. And at that restaurant for 3 days, from 23rd of November, from Sunday till Tuesday, 25th of November, there will be Czech Days, Days of Czech Cuisine in Chicago, presented by a team of top Czech chefs of the Intercontinental Hotel Prague.
Let me just say to our listeners, if they missed any of your announcements, please check our websites or the consulate websites for further information and for details.
The Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour now also has a Facebook page. Just Google us, and through us you can find all the information about the Czech consulate right now as we're speaking.
Well, this is all the time we have.
Thank you for your visit.
Děkujeme za návštěvu.
And have a great Sunday. Hezkou neděli přejeme.
Pěknou neděli.
Já vám také moc děkuju a také vám přeji pěknou neděli.
And thank you very much again to our technical crew, without whom we would definitely not be able to do any of this. So thank you, Mr. Vodička and Mr. Molda. And we will now leave you with the voice of Irena Budweiserová, the performer whom you can see here in Chicago and in Cicero.
Oh, freedom. Oh, freedom over me. Before I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my love and be free.
This was the Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour. You can find us on Facebook by typing in Czechoslovak Sunday Radio Hour. You can also email us at info@czechoslovakradio.org or call 708-656-9810. 708-656-9810. If you are considering a donation, please send it to the TG Masaryk Czech School and write the Czechoslovak Radio in the memo. The address of the school is 5701 West 22nd Place, Cicero, Illinois, 60804.
Thank you very much. Thanks for listening.
Od mikrofonu se s vámi loučí
Irina Čajková
a Klára Moldová.
Pěknou neděli.
And be free.